Coaches, if you're out there, give us a call. Our number is 1-800-214-2173, or also you can call us at 660-542-0404. We'll be here till close to midnight, however long it takes. And right now we got Odessa coach Randy Florence on the line. And Randy, always enjoy the visit. Thanks a lot for calling in tonight. And let's take a look. This week you had, looks like you had a couple of games. Looks like you played at Harrisonville earlier in the week, and then last night you were back at home to take on Warrensburg. How'd you fare in those two games?
Well, we beat Harrisonville 60-44, and then we actually played tonight because school was canceled yesterday.
Okay.
And we beat Warrensburg tonight 56-48.
Okay, and I think Warrensburg had beaten you a couple times earlier. Didn't they beat you down in the Clinton tournament and beat you in a regular season game? Is that right or not?
Yeah, they beat us the first time by 9, then we played them the first round down at the Clinton tournament, lost by 2, and then we came back and we beat them tonight, which was a good win for our program tonight, for sure. Two big conference wins for this week was good for us.
Yeah, you guys did well, and you've won. Looks to me like you've won. You lost to Pleasant Hill here, but then you've won your last three conference games. You beat Excelsior Springs, Harrisonville, and Warrensburg, so kind of on a roll and in MRVC West play right now, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that Pleasant Hill loss to us, we sure wish we could have that one back, but that's how it goes.
Talk about that game tonight. You win it by 8. Who played well for you?
Oh, our senior girl again, Alyssa Morrison. She had 22, and then she was followed by my little sophomore guard, Lexi Moody. She had 10, and my other senior girl, Tori Golden, with 9. Then kind of trickles down after that. A couple other people had 3s and 2s and 5. So
you had pretty good balance. And talk about the flow of the game. You win by 8. Were you ahead the whole way? Was it close the whole way? Lead seesaw back and forth? How'd it go?
Well, we were ahead at halftime, 25-16. And then we were ahead 38-31 at the end of the third. And then it kind of went good, close in the fourth, and we kind of pulled away at the end.
Jeff hit some free throws down the stretch to put it away.
Yeah, we had to hit some free throws, and we were 64% free throw line tonight, which is pretty good for us.
Well, I know, Randy, you coach both girls softball and girls basketball, and you've had a couple pretty good seasons in both sports, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I've been fortunate, and a lot of that has to do with the girls that I've got, They're a very good athletic bunch of girls at both sports, whether it's softball or basketball.
Well, I know you're very modest, and I know you do a great job. And so a good win for you tonight. Now let's look ahead. It looks like tomorrow you have a game with Trenton. Looks like Trenton comes to Odessa, if my schedule's right. And then next week, looks like maybe Monday or Tuesday, you head to Oak Grove, don't you?
Well, actually, tomorrow we're going to travel up to St. Joe. We play at St. Joe Benton in the Hall of Fame Classic, and we won't take on Trenton. We were supposed to take them on in January, but since it was a snow out, we rescheduled it. We'll play Center, which is a district opponent, so we've got to come out and have a good showing tomorrow and a good showing against Oak Grove on Tuesday heading into the district seating meeting. So, I mean, we got our hands full. Well, I mean, we're going to get on the bus early tomorrow morning and head up there and play a game early. And hopefully we put together a good win.
Well, and let's talk about your district. I know it's still a couple weeks away, but who are some of the top teams in your district besides yourself?
Well, you got Green Valley. I mean, we played them already. We played them in the Pleasant Hill tournament. They got a 6'1 freshman that's pretty solid. Us, and then you got Center, Pembroke Hills in that bunch. I mean, so it's Oak Grove's in that bunch. So we've got some teams that can be seeded 1 through 4, or, just depends on how you play.
Well, listen, Randy, always enjoy the visit. Congratulations on a couple of nice wins this week. You beat Harrisonville, and then tonight you avenge a couple of earlier losses to Warrensburg. You beat the Tigers at home 56-48. Sounds like a good night to be a Bulldog. And thanks again. Give us a buzz next Friday, my friend. You're one of my good friends. You know that. And always enjoy chatting with you. And we'll talk Odessa Lady Bulldog basketball again next week.
All right, Mr. Hall. Thank you.
All right. We'll see you, Randy.